Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
Final Approach Podcast with Mario. Mario, what you talking about? Shut
your mouth. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you roll into a podcast right there. You come in all mean, ready to kill it. My man Bobby Digital's in the background. That's who makes all this thing go. So that's what happens here. Hey, so it's the Final Approach Podcast. We're just kind of getting down. First one, little different. We're going live. No messing around, no taping, no nothing. We just go by the seat of our pants and just let it rock and roll. So what we're going to do on this podcast, and I'll keep my phone open and the Facebook live, and if you guys got questions or whatever the case may be, you could just throw something in there, private message us, whatever. We talk about anything you guys want to talk about. I'm going to call Riley, who was from Michigan. And Riley got to go to Canada with us on a trip for free. We gave it away last year, and we drew it at the Roger Sporting Goods a waterfowl weekend sale. And it took me like three times to get a hold of him for him to believe that he was going, because Aaron from Rogers called him and said, hey, you won the FA thing, you're going to Canada. And he was like, yeah, right. And then he threw him another like email and was like, yeah, right. And then he's like, hey, you better call this kid, because I don't think he knows, like, I don't think he believes us. And I was like, all right, I'll call him. So I called him and we touched base, and it was all good after there. So I'm going to try to get him. He's in Michigan. I told him to be ready. So we're going to chit chat with him, and you guys will get like a firsthand experience of like the clowns that went on this trip, because it was like a circus. So we'll see if he answers and we're all good here.
Hello?
Hey, bro. You're live.
What's happening?
How are you?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Yeah, bro, come on now. You know me. Chipper as can be, bro. So we're on the podcast. I'm talking about Canada. I'm talking about the trip, and I'm talking about all the clowns that went on this trip. So what I wanted to have you do is just kind of explain, you know, the trip and what happened and the people on the trip, and just your point of view. Because here's the thing. The reason why I did this is that not regular, like I'll call you a civilian, let's call you, okay? Because like civilians don't get to go on a industry hunt, a writer hunt, you know what I mean? All these stuff that these folks always talk about, like, what's this writer hunt all about? What's this industry hunt? What do you guys do? Like, you're testing product, or what do you do? Like, what are you doing? So I don't remember anybody ever doing something like this. So this is, like, I don't know if it's first time, whatever. I don't care. I just was happy to pick somebody to go and for you to have a good time and experience like the guys in the outdoor industry and what happens on a hunt like that. So I don't know. Just give me a little overview of what you thought, and you know what I mean? Let's hear it. Let the people hear it, bro.
All right. Well, first of all, it was a great time. I really enjoyed being up there hunting with all of you guys. It was like hunting with my friends back home. All of you guys were real welcoming. We had a lot of fun, killed a lot of birds. It just seemed like everyone wanted to just be out there hunting all day, every day. and that's what they love to do, and that's what I love to do. So,
you fit right in.
What was that?
You fit right in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. You know, I was just talking about this to somebody this past week, and I said, you know, a lot of guys in the outdoor industry, or gals, could be whoever. Mostly the guys do it, though. You know, they always go, you know, see him at a show. Hey, bro, how you doing? Oh, man, just living the dream, man. Just living the dream. But they say it with such, no hype in their voice. And I'm just like, dude, you are, you don't get it. And I think, you are living a dream. And I think that was... You going on this trip was almost like a shot in the arm to those guys, because they got to have a civilian in camp that doesn't, you know, complain about anything in the industry or what's going on. You are just there to have fun and hunt and get after it. And that kind of charged a couple of the guys up, which was awesome, you know?
Yeah. And it was a lot of fun just being able to sit around and talk with all the guys from the different different parts of the industry.
Yeah.
With different writers and people from Benelli and from Federal. It was just a lot of fun to be able to talk to them about their experiences and be able to just talk around and hunt with them and just have fun in the blind and back at camp.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, you know, sit around and drink beer with guys at night or have a soda or whatever, and you're just talking about stuff that they have coming out. So you got to hear about, you know, new stuff coming out. You got to see a couple of the new things that we got coming out and what we're doing at Final Approach and all this other stuff. And you got to talk to, you know, JJ at Federal and what kind of ammunition and what you're using and what's coming out. And then you got to spend time with George at Benelli and shoot your brand new Super Black Eagle 3 that they shipped to you, which is a beast. You know what I mean? I'm just happy you got to go and experience all that. And like I said, I think it gave a shot in the arm to a bunch of the other guys, just because it's like, oh man, we got a civilian camp. We got to step it up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part? Give me, or a couple favorite parts, or just let the people know. 'Cause listen, I'm going to come at people next year again with another trip. And, you know, we ate way too much because the food was great at Lucky Lake Hunting Adventures. That's where we went. We went to Saskatchewan. I mean, we ate way too much. There's no doubt.
Absolutely.
So give me a couple highlights. There was the top thing for me, I'll let you go. Right after me, but the top thing for me was I've been doing this a long time. I've never shot a crane because there's only so many places you can go and do that. And I mean, you know, we pounded out 5 limits of cranes on the first night we were there. And I think you, me, David Draper, who's a writer, and I don't know if George ever shot cranes or not, but I mean, there was at least 4 of us that had never shot a crane before. You know?
Yeah, that was absolutely one of my favorite parts. In Michigan, we can't shoot cranes, and that's something that I've always wanted to be able to hunt, and I've heard so much about how amazing they taste, and it's true how awesome they are.
Yeah,
amazing to be able to go out and hunt these birds that I'm not able to shoot here at home. I also love being able to go out for the snow geese, the magnitude of the birds that would come in, it was unbelievable.
Well, definitely the two things that I had on my list were definitely the cranes and just like you said. And from what we're understanding, what Garrett said from Lucky Lake is that the Ross goose, which is obviously smaller than your snows, the Ross goose hatch was incredible. And he was not lying because... You know, there was 4 or 5 of us, 4 of us, and we shot 60 birds. And out of all those, you know, whites, you know, we shot only three specks with three darks, no ducks that morning. It was all whites. Like 51 or 52 were Rosses, and only like three or four were snows. So I mean, I've never done that. I've never shot that many Rosses in my life. You know? So that was blowing me away. So I thought that was cool. So that was definitely there for me for me as well. What'd you think about everything else? I mean, we saw mule deer and whitetail deer and antelope and coyote. I mean, it is so incredible up there. Is there anything else that you saw that you've never seen before?
We had one day we saw the cow moose up there.
Yep.
I haven't seen one of those very often. Never have seen the antelope before or mule deer. And that was really neat to be able to see all that. And it was awesome just being able to drive around in Saskatchewan and see what all they have to offer.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the incredible stuff there is just like you said, look at all the stuff that you can see in just in one spot. Like, I know we weren't hunting big game and we weren't doing all that, you know what I mean? I get all that, but we saw antelope, we saw mule deer, we saw coyotes, we saw white-tailed deer. Like you said, you saw a moose. Like, yeah, we're just going to go down to the road and see a couple moose come out. You know, just come flying out the corner. No big deal. You know what I mean?
Absolute
bananas. I love it. You enjoyed the food, because I know I did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Overate every day.
You know, that's the thing about camp. You know what I mean? It's like you grind hard and you burn some calories, but man, I don't care who you are. You put it back on. That's the crazy part. It just about kills you. So, but man, what a blast. I'm glad you got to go. You know what I mean? I'm glad you got to go. I'm glad you got to like sit in on all the conversations and hear some industry stuff and just get a firsthand, you know, just kind of get a firsthand deal of the whole thing, you know what I mean? And I mean that's probably the coolest part. And I don't know. I'm guessing that was a cool part. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love being able to see the other side of the industry more than just go to the store and buy the stuff that you guys put out.
Right.
It was neat to be able to hear about all the new products and just everything you guys had to talk about with that side of the industry.
Yeah, see, that's cool. I mean, I'm glad we got to do that, just because.
Need to be able to hear about all here,
hold on a second.
And
I'll get to questions in a minute here. I was just glad that we could be all together, have a good time, get you there. You know what I mean? And have, like I said, have a civilian enjoy the whole deal and see what we kind of do. You know, we're just like everybody else, bro. I put my wader pants on the same way as you do and grab my shotgun. And, you know, I miss shots just like everybody else. So it don't matter. You know, it's the same thing. So,
yep.
So, you know, you can give me the best Benelli and the Federal ammunition, and I can still miss. It happens. It happens to everybody. So nobody's a supreme pro in all this deal. We're just hunters having a good time and enjoying ourselves. So, well, good. Well, I'm glad you got to go. I'm glad you got to enjoy, you know, everything there. And you know, listen, I'm glad you got a shotgun out of the deal and some clothes. I'm happy about all that. You know what I mean? You know, that's the cool part. You come home with a bunch of swag and get a bunch of free stuff from everybody, and you kind of get to see, you know, see that side of it. So, so tell everybody. So you're up where? You're up at school right now?
I'm back at home. I'm doing a internship right now with a civil engineering company.
Awesome.
And I'll be going back here after the first of the year to go continue on up at school. So.
Well, if you want to give shout outs to anybody at school, at work, family, like, go for it.
I want to thank Jeremy at work for giving me the time off for able to be on this trip.
Yes, Jeremy, yes.
I definitely want to thank Tim for getting me into waterfowl hunting. I've only been in it for about 3 or 4 years, and if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have even entered for this contest. I just want to thank my family for supporting me and letting me enjoy this time, and
that's awesome,
all that fun stuff.
Hey, so who's Tim? Is Tim older? Is Tim as old as you? Like, who got you into it? I love hearing stories like that, because I know how I started, and you know, let's hear it.
Tim is the lieutenant on my volunteer fire department.
Gotcha.
He's about 10 years older than me, and we've just been good friends since I joined on there, and he just decided to take me out one day, and I fell in love with waterfowl hunting.
Oh my God, that's awesome. What's Tim's last name? Big shout out to Tim then for getting you started, because you know, everybody always talks about, you know, take kids and stuff like that. And I say, take anybody, not just kids, take anybody that you can hunting so they could see it, enjoy it. It's different than any other hunting out there. It's a social sport, let's call it. Everybody gets to have fun, joke around, and so yeah. What's Tim's last name?
Tim Smith.
Tim, big shout outs for doing that, bro. You did a great thing for waterfowl hunting in the community. You got somebody involved in it, and listen, I've never taken anybody. I've never taken any first timers that didn't go, I'm hooked. It was just levels of how I'm hooked. So that's awesome. Anybody else you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to Colin up at school. Hope you're doing good and getting a lot of birds up there. Alden, hope you're getting a lot of birds up there as well.
We're just starting out here this way. So, we literally just started. So, just local birds here. So, we're just kind of chipping away at them at the start. But, oh, my God, it's supposed to be in the 60s this next week and sunny, which out here, I'm in Oregon, out here, like, we just don't get that. So this is bananas. So I don't know what the hell is going to happen. So we'll see. So, well, listen, bro, I appreciate everything. I appreciate you going. I'm glad you had a great time. I'm glad I got time to spend with you, and everybody else there had a great time and enjoyed spending time with you. So, I mean, all around the trip was just bananas and great for everybody. So I guess back to the real world, back to work and chasing them on your own turf, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Listen, keep me updated on what's going on. If you, chase anything cool or get anything cool or any picks or sunrises or anything, bro, send them my way and we'll get them up on the Instagram page and the Facebook page and whatever else. Cause you're FA for life. We didn't give you a tattoo or a brand or anything, but you're in now, bro. You can't get out.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Riley. Listen, bro, have a good night. Get back to whatever. Drink a beer, watch a TV, whatever you're doing, and appreciate you jumping on with us.
All right. Thank you, Mario.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Appreciate you.
Yep. Bye.
All right, bye. That was Riley from Michigan. We got to take him up to Canada. And he got to go on a writer hunt, an industry hunt, where he just, you know, got to spend some time with us and see it firsthand, like what goes on. And it was cool because, I mean, we had, you know, I've been friends with JJ from Federal Ammunition for a ton of years. And we just, you know, finally we get to work together and do a bunch of stuff together. And he comes up and he's talking about new ammo, and Riley gets to see it and shoot it and you know, run some stuff through the gun and get some info from JJ, because he's always got like a wad of information. And it's just cool stuff like that. And then, you know, he Riley was talking about, you know, the cranes and how good they are, like when you cook them. Well, Brooks is there from Camp Chef, and Brooks isn't a little guy. Like, you can't trust anybody from a cooking company that's skinny. Like, you can't trust that, right? So Brooks is a bigger guy, hysterical, like, love him to death. And he gets on the grill, on the Camp Chef, and like, we're having cranes, we're having specs, we're having appetizers. And I mean, we're not listen, we're not burying them in bacon and jalapenos and all this other stuff that everybody does. No, he's just seasoning them and putting them right on the grill. And I'm telling you, the cranes were unbelievable. And so were the specks we had, and we had some snows. I mean, we just had some great, great stuff. So that was a good time. Shout out to all those companies. Benelli, of course, went, and Riley got to shoot a brand new Super Black Eagle 3 that he won, which was incredible. And then Norm was there from Mossy Oak, and they got some things going on and some things coming down the pipeline, and just a great partner of Final Approach. So Riley really got to see a lot of stuff that was cool that not everybody gets to see all the time. So what I'm going to try to do is get on the page here and see if we got questions and anything else going on. Because, listen, we're live. We don't care. Right, Bobby Digital? We're live, bro. We don't care. If I got some time if I got some time, let me see here. So I can just turn this down, Bobby, and just go, right? Yeah. Okay. Thanks, bro. All right. Are the sleeper shells one piece? That's been like, Ed, thanks for the question, bro. That has been like the biggest thing, because everybody's like, hey, are the sleeper shells one piece? And I think I did a post where it was like, I said one in like seven different languages, and I said yes. One piece. Like, I even called out like how they're 25 inches long and like 12 and a half inches wide or whatever. So yeah, they're extra large. So yes, bro, they are. There's Travis giving a shout out from Missouri. We got Tom, my boy Tom in Pennsylvania. I saw you in the tree stand last week, bro. Hope something big walks your way. See, Tim Scott just put in there, Riley brought me back some crane, and it was amazing. See, we were just talking about that, and like I said, we just put, you know, Brooks just put the cranes, we breasted them out. The legs are really tough. Like, we took the legs, but you got to figure out what to do with the legs. So we just froze them, and my buddy Brad, we took them. It's very stringy and very tough, so I got to figure out something on the legs. But yes, the crane is amazing. Just seasoned on the grill. Just awesome. So, yeah, so Tim Scott, the guy who got Riley into waterfowl, bro, you're awesome. So big shout-outs to that. So Tom's asking for black ducks. Yes, Tom, we'll try to get that, bro. We'll try to get that working. So a little bit about the company. I'll get into that and where we're going and what we're doing. It's pretty good. The company was started in 93 with Ron Latch on. If you guys don't know the whole backstory, like, that's where it started. And it was sold a couple times. Ron sold it to, like, Tinks. And then Tinks sold it to Bushnell. And then Bushnell did a bunch of stuff with it. And that's when, like, that's when there was decoys and a bunch of other stuff that were pushed into the brand and started that. So once the decoys got pushed in, then Bushnell then sold to, it was pushed into ATK is what it called, sold to ATK and then Vista. And then it just kind of laid dormant for a couple years. So with that being said, we get a private buyer, we buy it, and the guys who are doing Final Approach are just waterfowlers. Like, I don't, I'm not a crossbow guy. I'm not an archery guy. I don't do that. Like, I'm not saying anything is wrong with that. I'm just saying, like, my thing and what I chase and what's my passion is it's waterfowl. It's wet dogs and the marsh and the boat and chasing them in the field and scouting and the whole deal. Like, that's my thing. I love everybody else that hunts a different way or does something or that's their passion. If that's what gets you out of bed at O Dark 30 and gets you going, like, I'm all for it. So the thing about this right now is that when Final Approach was started, it was started by Ron and some waterfowlers who needed to make some gear. and make some really good gear to make it better in the field. So that's what we're getting back to. We're getting back to making stuff for waterfowlers. You guys that are hardcore and chasing it, that's who we're here for. The guys who break stuff, I'm here to figure out, like, I'll break it before it gets to you so it doesn't break, so I change it. You know, I'm not saying we're going to make stuff that's totally not going to ever break, because it's impossible. It's impossible, because we are the hardest people on our gear, and that's waterfowlers. That's cool. No big deal. Listen, we're gonna work really hard to make some cool stuff for you guys and gals, and keep it at a decent price, and make sure it's affordable, and make sure you're comfortable and you excel in the field, and we're all here for you. None of us at this company are, you know, nobody's on a high horse. Nobody's better. You know, listen, I'm not a better caller than this guy or that guy. I'm not a better shooter. I'm just here for waterfowlers in general. Have a good time, make some great stuff, and build a bunch of memories so you can pass it on or enjoy it with the people that you go with. I mean, that's the whole purpose of all this. A few years ago, it turned into such a business that, you know, it just wasn't cool with the way the business was going. But right now, I feel that we can take this company and navigate through the waterfowl category and be really, really good with it, consistent with it, and build and basically bring this brand back. It was never ruined. It was just like neglected for a little bit. So what we want to do is just kind of really push hard to get it back. So, and with your help, like, we can do that. I mean, we weren't going to make sleeper shells. Like, everybody was asking about those. Like we weren't going to make those, because I was like, oh my God, we have all this other inventory. We got to do all this other stuff. And I got to concentrate on getting the paint right and updating the plastic and getting this to a better place. And then people start like my buddy Travis in Eastern Oregon, he's like, oh my God, you got to make the sleeper shells. And then this guy started with the sleeper shells, and then somebody else. And I was like, all right, we got to make sleeper shells or we're never going to get out of this alive. So we made a bunch of sleeper shells. So it's stuff like that. Like, hey, the paint on the mallard decoys on the Drake, like, didn't look good. Done. That was like the first thing we fixed. Paint on the lessers wasn't as gray as it should have been. It was more brown like the honkers. Done. Changed it. So we upgraded the plastic on all the decoys. We upgraded the paint on all the decoys. We tried to do as much as we could this past year to get everything up to speed. So one of the things that we did add and is in, you know, the stores now, exclusively right now, we're sold at Rogers Sporting Goods. That's where we're at. Okay, you can find it on fabrand.com, or you can get it off the Rogers site. If you see anything that has Final Approach on it that's in blue, that is brand new. Okay, if you see it in red, that's older stuff. And we're just trying to, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not bad, nothing. We're just trying to liquidate it so we can make newer stuff and get to it. Okay, so that's basically what's happening. You know what I mean? So that's what's going on. So the blue stuff is brand new. The red stuff is old. So be looking for that. Check the website and go for it. All right. I think we're running out of batteries, Bobby, right? So we're gonna just cut this out and wait for the next podcast. We're going to do it live again. And if you want to call in or send questions or whatever, we're going to do the same thing and get cracking on it. And doing that. So you can check us out online, fabrand.com. You go to the social media pages and everything else, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. Peep us out there. All right. That's Mario. It's the Final Approach Podcast, session one in the books with Final Approach.